Glory to God. We welcome you to podcast 34 of Setting the Standard of God's Excellence in Our Lives. My name is Pastor Helen Price. As we begin today's podcast, as always, we pray that God himself this day will meet you and your loved ones at the point of your need, whatever that need might be. As a point of contact and agreement, please lay your hands upon yourself as I pray just for you and your loved ones. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I speak to and bind, rebuke, forbid, arrest, and resist all injury, weakness, sickness, disease, infirmity, pain, discomfort, bondage, and every adverse habit from off of you and your loved ones, and command it to leave you and yours now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Also, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I pray and declare over you and your loved ones, let there be healing, wholeness, wellness, soundness, deliverance, recreated miracles, and total recovery to every cell, organ, and system, from the top of your head to the soles of your feet. Let you be blessed to be a blessing unto others. And if you're in agreement with this prayer, please say, Lord, in Jesus' name, I receive this. Last week, we saw that because a person speaks with other tongues, it is not an indication that they're truly walking close to God and are truly obedient unto him. In 1 Corinthians 1 and verse 7, we saw that the spirit-filled Corinthian Christians walked in all the spiritual gifts, and that included speaking with other tongues. However, they had some very serious problems going on in their lives that the Apostle Paul had to address. In 1 Corinthians 3, verses 1 through 3, Paul told them that there was envy, strife, and divisions among them. He said, are you not carnal and walk as mere men? Then in 1 Corinthians 5, verse 1 through 2, Paul reproved them because there was outrageous fornication going on, where a man was committing fornication with his father's wife. As a result, Paul gave a very strong warning to those spirit-filled, tongue-talking believers, saying to them in 1 Corinthians 6, verse 9 and 10, know you not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? In 1 Corinthians 11 and verses 17 through 34, Paul let them know that because they did not rightly discern the Lord's body during communion, this was the reason some of them were sick and weak, and some of them died early. Today, as we begin to look at the benefits of speaking in other tongues, I'm reminded that 40 years ago this year, on May 21st, I was baptized and filled with the precious Holy Spirit and began speaking with other tongues. Speaking in other tongues has been so very important, vital, and needful to me in my walk as a Christian and in the work of the ministry. We were instructed by our pastor, G.W. Robinson, and by his wife, Zerlise, to pray every day in other tongues. At first, as I prayed daily, there would only be a few words that would come. My first few words were, Akela Makia, Akela Makia, Akela Makia. In John 7 and verse 36, it says, he that believeth on me, as the scripture had said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. I knew others whose tongues flowed easily like that living water. One day as I was on my knees praying in other tongues, I went from Akela Makia and began to flow fluently. He kandarado hodra basia. Shante de bede kinganda loco odra mandeste. Bede kinganda odra mandeste. Bede kinganda loco odra basia. What a great blessing this was. One of the first benefits of speaking in an unknown tongue is found in 1 Corinthians 14 and verse 2. For he that speaketh in an unknown tongue speaketh not unto men, but unto God, for no man understandeth him. Howbeit in the Spirit, he speaketh mysteries. Someone referred to speaking in other tongues as our heavenly language. As we end this broadcast today, may you continue to lift up the name of Jesus Christ, and may his standard of excellence be set in every area of your life. Remember that the Word of God says in Romans 10:13, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. This day, if you're not sure of your salvation, please say with me, Lord Jesus, I ask you to come into my heart, into my life. I do believe that you are the Christ, the Son of the living God, and that God raised you from the dead. I repent of all my sins. I give my heart and life to you. Lord, I ask you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ to baptize and fill me to overflowing with your precious Holy Spirit and with power, love, might, ability, and strength. Now, if you prayed that prayer with me according to Acts 20 and verse 32, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, that is able to build you up and to give you an inheritance among all them which are set apart in Jesus Christ. God bless each and every one of you today.